In the studio with us to know about the heat of the day and being called out in the heat of the day a lot of times, and because they're here to serve you. We have Fire Chief from Center, Robert Pace, and also Joey Weaver from EMA in our studios. And gentlemen, welcome to Weiss Radio.
Thank you, Jerry, for having us this morning.
Good morning, sir.
We appreciate you taking time from your busy schedules to come in and be with us. We're going to talk about something very important that you got going on at the fire hall.
So we have announced that we're going to be doing a month-long community drive at the Center Fire Department. We're going to start this on Monday, July 13th, and we're going to run it through the month of August. And we're going to do this to help restock our local food pantries. They do so much for our community. We just kind of want to help give back to them. This is a busy time of year for the food pantries across the county. And, of course, you know, supplies run low, and they need help restocking those. And we want to help them restock their supplies and their pantries to help serve our families right here in Cherokee County.
What hours of the day will you be able to accept food, or people can drop food off, Robert?
So I'll have a drop box outside the station, so they can come drop it off anytime. And I'll pick it up every morning so it's not sitting out there long at all. Right. We'll get it out to the different food pantries. I know there's one at Cherokee Family Health. There's one out at Pick and Save. There's a few more around that I've seen, but man, we're using them left and right. And I know Shiloh Baptist, they do a food drive. I know Galesville, they do a food drive. There's a few more churches in the area that do food drives, so that's why we're trying to contribute to that.
Sure, because there's always a need.
That's right.
And we don't want people to be in a situation, especially where there's family with children, to where there's food insecurity in a home. But want to do the best for our community that we can.
That's right. So my daughter, she actually works for Cherokee Family Health and for Connie Geimer, which has one outside of her clinic. And my daughter come home talking about it, and I said, you know what? We're going to start a food drive. We're going to help out with this. So that's how the idea come up.
Good. Well, you know, community working together can make things happen.
That's right.
And no need in people being hungry in our community when there's so much food available and resources available.
That's exactly right. And as I mentioned earlier, this is an increased time of the year for food pantries. And even one or two items, you don't have to bring a whole box or a whole bag of food. Even one or two items can make a big difference for a family facing difficult circumstances. And this is an opportunity, again, for our community to come together and help all of our neighbors across the county and help restock these food pantries. Some of the things we're asking for, Jerry, non-perishable food donations, canned vegetables, canned meats, soups, peanut butters, those sorts of things, boxes of pasta or rice. Cereal for kids. Everybody has canned items in their pantry that they don't use, and you're looking to clean out and get rid of some of that, bring it to us. Other shelf-stable foods we'll accept also, but it doesn't matter how many you've got. You know, even one item will make a difference.
Mac and cheese is always a favorite.
Big time favorite.
That's right. Everybody eats it.
Yes. Yeah, everyone likes mac and cheese, so make sure. And here's the deal. You don't have to spend a lot while you're grocery shopping. If you just picked up one or two items, maybe three, whatever, that wouldn't strain your budget if you had an extra item or two, an extra can of peas or an extra can of beans or an extra box of mac and cheese, just one or two items like that. And if we all did our part, it wouldn't take long to have the food pantry restocked.
That's right. So make it a project for your business, your church, your civic group. Collect some food. And just make it a project for your family, your friends, and see how much you can collect and drop off. Make it a fun activity for those that you work with, or your church groups, or your civic groups. A lot of people like to do it that way during food drives, and it makes a difference.
What's your end date, Robert? What's your set date to have this wrapped up?
A month for Monday, but so it could go longer. It just depends on how it goes. You know, Joe was talking about everybody can participate. We have a lot of calls, people asking how they can come help us. You know, this is the perfect way for everybody to help. Doesn't matter the age. You know, you could have people in elementary school, children, out collecting food and donating it, you know.
Right.
Or you can have the older seniors out helping. I mean, so everybody can get involved in this. Everybody can help contribute.
And that starts Monday. Have you got your boxes out yet, the receptacles?
No, sir. We're working on building them now.
Okay. So they're going to be outside in on the front or on the side?
On the side of the building where the main door is.
Okay. They're next to the generator.
Yes, sir.
In that area. So as you pull up, they're in front of the fire station on East Main Street. It'll be to your left, the left side.
Yep.
So just be looking for that box and your opportunity to drop off food items, non-perishable food items. Joey, go over that list again, some of the things that need.
We will do non-perishable food items like cereals and cereals, canned vegetables, canned meats, soups, peanut butters, pastas, rice, oatmeal. We talked about macaroni and cheese, any kind of shelf stable foods are greatly appreciated. Try to make sure they're non-perishable. We don't really have any place to store, you know, cold items, sandwich meats, those sorts of things. Bread, we can do bread if you've got some bread. And as you donate, I thought about this too. As you donate, think about this. It could be you one day that needs assistance from one of these food pantries. And so you not only contributing to those that are in need, but it could be you yourself one day that needs the assistance as well. So just think about those things when you're donating. And we, again, greatly appreciate everybody participating. And we look forward to a great turnout.
Are you having groups that's challenging other groups yet? Sometimes that works. You have one organization say, we're going to do this, and we challenge others to do that.
We'll see how that works out. I want to encourage, if you've got a civic group or a church group or a work group, I want to encourage you to do that. Let's see how that works out and see if what one group can do against another to get in some donations.
Absolutely. But we want to encourage everyone that can. We know that we've heard stories about high grocery prices and things like that, and people having a difficult time with groceries from time to time. But if it wouldn't strain your budget too much to pick up one or two cans of extra meat or extra fruits or vegetables, whatever you can spare without injuring your budget, then it would be greatly appreciated and put to great use.
Yes.
Anything else, Robert, that you want to add?
No, sir. I just thank you for putting this out for us, Jerry.
Well, we're thrilled to be able to be a small part of it, to let the public know what you're doing so they can help you make this a huge success throughout the community, because bottom line is the public will be the ones to benefit, than those that have food insecurities and need food items, and this will help carry them over and get them on through the remainder of the summer.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Great job, guys. Appreciate you doing that. I'm glad you let us know how it started. Your young people out there telling you about it, and then that just got a spark going, didn't it?
Yes, sir. We do everything we can help as a public safety organization, and this is just another way we can contribute. So let's try it.
One thing I want you to talk about, and I know you didn't come in to talk about it, but before we go, I want you to tell them about the smoke detectors that they can get put in their homes free for those people that live here in the city of Center, what the city fire department does.
So we've partnered with the American Red Cross. We get free smoke detectors from them. And if the citizens will call us and schedule a time for us to come out, we will come in your house and install them completely free. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, it fire alarms are proactive. They let you know, and then fires seconds count. You know, so it gives you a head start to get out of the house. So we got plenty of smoke alarms, but we can get more. We also have bed shakers for those hard of hearing. So we don't have them, but we can get a hold of them. So if you know somebody that's hard of hearing, tell them to call us. We can get it. We can get them set up so they can get them out of the house as well.
Wow. Technology.
Yes, sir.
That's great that you have that. And how much do you charge for that?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. Free is free.
Absolutely free.
That's right.
All they have to do is call, set up an appointment for you, a good time for them and for you to come out and install them. And you don't just go in and install them randomly either, do you?
No, sir. So we try to install them outside common areas, or in common areas, outside bedrooms, inside bedrooms, where you can hear them wherever you're at. But they're not randomly. We don't leave a bunch of holes in your walls. I mean, they're actually set up where they need to be set up at.
That's a good thing. So they do the most good.
That's right.
Save lives. And it's been proven that smoke alarms, fire detectors, they save lives in critical situations.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so very much for the great job you do. Enjoy you guys at EMA.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I know you're out on the road a lot, just like the fire departments and other emergency responders, and we appreciate all that you guys do. And we're always here. If we can help you, you know where we are. Call on us.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Chief Robert Pace, Center Fire Department, EMA Assistant Director there, Joey Weaver. We appreciate y'all for being in today to help us tell people about the food drive that you can assist with that starts Monday and runs to the end of the month.